You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the sixth episode of Preppy Pimpin' Podcast. As always, it's your boy Niels, a.k.a. Brian. I feel like I did that out of order. It's Brian, a.k.a. Niels. Y'all already know what it is.
What up, though? It's Douglas Crockett and this bitch. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little smashed. I'm a little dressed.
You're in your young MA?
No, I'm on my Don Julio and Jack Daniels right now.
Don Julio and Jack Daniels.
Together?
And Red Bull.
At the same time?
Doug's about to pass out.
At the same damn time drinking Don and Jack at the same damn
you guys,
time.
You guys might have recognized this voice. Niels was kind enough to have me back for a second time. Honcho1K on Twitter.
You already know.
That's who it is. I'm here to chop it up with again.
Y'all with them again.
Know. Yeah.
So
I'm on the Julio too, but I'm not wilding.
It's being more sensible. I like it. So to start off this week's episode, I want to hit y'all with a few different news topics that were honestly popping up on my timeline and popping up just everywhere. And the first one, honestly, is one that for us being based out of the Metro Detroit area, it is pretty funny. So,
oh, hey, by the way, StayDetroit.net one time.
Shot with him.
Stay Detroit.
Yeah, shot with me. You already know the fuck going on.
But Little Caesars, they got caught out here capping. Basically, it's an undisclosed location, but a Little Caesars got caught selling DiGiorno pizzas, which is fucking hilarious as shit.
Bro, how lazy can you be, though? You feel what I'm saying? Like, you only go to work to make puts pizzas in the oven, and you just had to take another shortcut.
Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, there's a big difference between DiGiorno and, like, Little Caesars, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think this was an elaborate commercial for DiGiorno?
No, they were just trying to save a buck.
Like, even pizza places use our pizzas.
Yo, it could have been. It could have been. I was, like, following them on Twitter with this beef, and, like, DiGiorno was on Little Caesars' head. It was basically, like, I guess Little Caesars, they responded back to the initial tweet, like, 2 days later, and DiGiorno was on their head, like, yo, I thought we were going to wait, like, another week for this, you know what I'm saying? I thought y'all, why did it take y'all so long to respond back to this, basically? And, yeah, DiGiorno was on their head. So there's been a bunch of memes that are out there now about DiGiorno being, like, number one. One is, like, it's Muhammad Ali over, I think, Joe, the Thrill in Manila. It's from that, and it's DiGiorno as Muhammad Ali. And I thought that was, like, real funny.
Man,
funny.
All I know is, last time I ate Little Caesars, I got food poisoning, so I can't fuck with that shit no
for
more.
For real?
Yeah, and, like, I used to always champion Little Caesars. People used
you
to look at
you
me crazy.
The biggest
like,
co-sign.
Man, like, why the fuck are you going so hard for Little Caesars?
What's your favorite pizza place?
Nah, I don't even fuck with pizza no more after that. Like,
I like Jets.
Yeah, I was gonna say Jets is pretty good. Or
Domino's.
No.
If we're talking about chains, but like all
Domino's.
The best pizzas, like those
real
places downtown,
the hole in the wall places.
Nah, yeah, totally. Nah, Blaze, nigga.
Oh yeah, Blaze Pizza. Shout out LeBron and Blaze Pizza.
Blaze is very mediocre.
Are you kidding me?
It's very middle of the road.
You know, I think what sets it off for me is the fact that there are so many options, so many toppings that you can put on, and the fact that it doesn't cost you anymore. We were talking to some people.
That's lit.
We were talking to some people at Blaze, and they said that someone ordered a pizza with every single topping they have available. Do you know how nasty of a fucking pizza that is?
I think it was an asshole.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was out of his fucking mind.
But I wanted to do when we got started. I should have did in the beginning. I wanted to do a feelings check. How's everybody feeling today?
Yo, feeling good.
That shit at Camp Faholo.
Oh, yo,
Camp Faholo. Feelings check. Camp Faholo. For those of you out there who don't know. Bro, our mutual friend got mad at me for saying this. I won't say his name, but it was a camp for at-risk black youth.
It was
definitely a camp for all the niggas that was getting in trouble. If your grades was bad, you was fucking up in school. We all went to a camp, but we used to do feelings track every morning. So how you feeling, Doug? You feeling good?
Shit, I'm cool, man. Shit.
Yo, the crazy thing about that Camp Faholo was that the way that they pitched it to you, at least to me, was they're like, yeah, you got pretty decent grades. We want you to come in and, you know, and mentor other people and just have a great time. Lo and behold, it was about, like, personal development, and we had to go talk about feelings and stuff. It was dope in concept, but poorly executed.
Yeah, that was an interesting time. High school, back in the day. We old as fuck now. Shout out to everyone that graduated in 2011.
Shout out to them people.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
Yeah.
You have any other topics, Brian?
Yeah, so another one is one that so I'm not going to get into it too heavy today. As we know, we talk a lot about Kanye West on this podcast, and Kanye went to go visit Trump. I'm gonna just leave it at that. But one thing that I have seen before he deleted his Instagram was Kanye was going and talking about social media and changing it and making it a little bit better. And so one of the concepts I wanted to talk about today is changing social media. So not actually showing likes or the number of followers and everything being based off of strictly just content, which I feel like is actually a pretty good concept because, like, you know, truly, why do I care if you have, like, you know, 13 million followers? That's cool and all, but, like, what relevance does it do for me to see that amount?
Shit would be so different because I feel like motherfuckers go off of just like the amount of like likes and follows and all that shit. Like if it was being just solely like just based on the content, like that would this shit would fuck the game up.
And I feel like there'd always be a way to measure it somehow because like you would still like comment on people's videos and turn into like, oh, who got the most comments or you'd still be able to share people's content and still be like, oh, who got the most shares. Like there'd always be a way to like measure it in some type of way like that. But I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I don't have an Instagram personally. Yeah. I do have a Twitter, but I'm just like low on social media. But I mean, but there's plenty of people who aren't affected by that, who like don't get a lot of likes or something like that. It's just so, like, I just use it to like be social. I don't use it to like take it that serious.
So I guess like people out here, like they're judging themselves based upon other people's social media. Yeah. And as the listeners know, social media is the devil, but people are going through and like, you know,
they it's a Babylon thing. Jesus would say.
It is. They try to go through and like kill themselves because they don't have enough followers and likes, and like they're basing their emotions off of it. So I guess to combat that, you know, maybe it might make some sense, but I don't know, man.
There's always a certain amount of people that are going to do wild things, like in society, just on like anything you create. There's going to be like, if we just made a store right now and just sold T-shirts and was completely wholesome, someone would like. If we sold 1 million T-shirts, someone would die at the stand, and that would be like a tragic thing that happened. But that's an extreme example. But just to say that there's like always going to be a certain amount of people that do something based on like what else someone thinks.
Yeah.
And you can't like change the whole system just because like it's that way for a minority and it's not that way for the majority of people.
Yo, do you remember when Grand Theft Auto was out here? It was the best legal defense when like I did this because of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that shit's terrible. Well, I don't play that many video games now, but I mean, I play so many violent video games, listen to so much violent music,
though.
That shit doesn't like make you go out and do stuff. If you're if you're a weird nigga already, you're gonna go do some weird shit.
If you're already predisposed to that and like you already have like if I am going through and I'm fucking up cats in my neighborhood, playing Grand Theft Auto is probably just gonna be like, huh, all right, well, I'm gonna continue to do this.
Yeah, I was talking about somebody just like randomly, like they were saying this dude got like so drunk and just did some wild shit. And I was like, no, that's like because it was like already in him to do. Like no matter how drunk I get, I'm never going to be on like some weird shit.
Yeah.
Like even if I'm blackout, I'm still going to be like,
yeah,
I might joke around and say something crazy, but it's always going to be like, oh, man, we're just joking around.
It's within your character.
I'm never about to do something crazy or like I'm never going to like worry about it. Even if I blacked out the night previous, I'm never even going to like worry about if I did something crazy because it's not like in my like soul to do.
Anytime I black out, I end up just throwing up all over the place. Yeah. It's terrible.
I end up doing crazy shit because I am kind of crazy.
Yeah. Doug's the wild card.
He is.
That's why there's the joke about the school shooter. Like, because everyone knows how he acts and like what he looks like. It's like the weird person. But
yo,
not that weird people aren't cool. I'm weird as fuck. We were just talking about being weird on the way over here.
We were. But yo, there was that shooter down in I think it was Florida, and everyone was like, yo, he was the weird kid. We all made jokes that he would shoot it up, but like no one actually did anything about it.
I was always cool with that nigga, dog. Everyone that was a school shooter, because I've moved a lot. If you guys don't know, I've been to hella schools. I moved 11 times to different states before I came to high school. But so I've just been cool with everybody and tried to make friends with everybody so it's easy for me to talk to people. But I mean, if there was a weird nigga, I was always going to be like, hey, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
He going to bust in the classroom and be like... Jay, get out of here, man. Fucking beat it, Jay. I'm like, hey, peace.
He's going to send you that text message before class, like, you might not want to show up today.
I'm like, oh, peace.
Oh, bet.
hit me up if you make it out, bro.
Good looks. You know, it's kind of like that, though, in the workplace as well, too. Like, I don't know if y'all ever dealt with this, but there's a few people that, you know, in the workplace, so I'm kind of like, shit, I don't know about you, bro. I'm going to go through and I'm going to eat your shit at the potluck because I'm scared if I don't. You might try to come back and hurt somebody, but at the same time, maybe I shouldn't eat it because if they're already at risk for that, maybe that's their way of getting rid of people. They put like arsenic or cyanide in the fucking cheesy potatoes or something.
I never eat people's food, but that brings me to a actually very interesting point. I work with someone. She's a trans woman.
Okay.
And I hope she doesn't hear this. She doesn't listen to the podcast. She might. You guys have a good reach. Yeah, you know who told me to listen to the podcast?
Who's that?
You know Gary Payton?
I do.
His nephew?
Yeah.
His nephew's cousin, his baby mother, listens to the podcast.
Yo, that's what's up.
Shout out to Gary Payton, niece's nephew's brother, baby mother.
We setting records all over the place.
I don't know who it is or what up, though.
Shout out to the glove, his cousin's, baby mama, cousin, whatever.
She supports the podcast.
Yeah. Fuck with it.
But, damn, what was I just saying?
Yo, about your coworker.
Oh, yeah. So she got angry and stormed out one day because someone was handing her something. And they said, yeah, man, no problem. And she was like, what did you call me? Fucking, like, call me a man. And that's why I try to use, like, gender-neutral pronouns at work. Like, fam.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good gender-neutral pronoun.
It is. It is. Plus, it's very inclusive, you know?
It's 2018. You gotta be gender-inclusive.
Yeah, I say fam.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, though, like, that's like pretty all right. So I was at like a party like last summer. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I was living the preppy pimpin' lifestyle, i.e. I was wild smacked. And I was at this party at the University of Michigan campus. Shout out U of M. They just had a big win.
Oh, and shout out to the boys for getting a dub last night with Wisconsin with them cheeseheads, man. Shout out to Michigan. Go Blue.
Shout out Florida State University.
Oh, yo, shout out Florida State as well. I got the helmet in my car. You know what I'm saying? Seminoles.
Tallahassee with a casket drop.
But there was this woman who, mind you, I was pretty drunk at the time. And she like asked me if I wanted a beer or something like that. And I was like, yeah, thanks. But I actually, what I thought is I said, yeah, thanks. But in reality, I said, yeah, thanks, man. And then I realized soon after that it was actually a woman, and I felt so terrible that I had to like run and hide. I didn't actually run and hide, but I just hid behind some people.
Isn't that like okay? Like, isn't that not a big deal? Or is it like, have you never just been like, bro, come on? Like, is that like a big deal to like address a woman like that?
No, females call. I don't want to
mess someone up. I don't want to offend someone.
That's why I just say fam.
Yeah,
bro. Bro, females call each other bro. Like, man,
you know what I'm saying, bro.
It's all in the context, man.
Yeah. Bro, you know how you know if someone's from overseas or England? They say bruv.
Oh, yeah.
That's bruv.
That's that nigga from England.
Yeah, what's going on, bruv?
Bruv.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, actually.
You fucking bloke.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to any, like, UK rap?
My man's Skepta.
Oh, yeah.
Skepta.
He's got the song, God. I Win. It's pretty lit.
Yeah, Skepta's straight.
Yeah, there's Giggs, I think is his name.
Yeah,
bro.
He was on Drake shit, right?
Yeah, KMT. He was. Yeah,
I'm about to move to UK. I want to move to UK for 12 years and come back to America.
You look like you're from the UK.
Yeah, accent. You do. Yo, if you
are
did.
are your people originally from Detroit?
Now my people, they for the most part down south, but I'm Creole, so I got people out in like France and shit.
Okay, where down south?
Shit, Louisiana. Okay, well, really more so like Texarkana. Like the Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas.
Where I used to live in Louisiana. I was born in Texas. Shout out both of them.
Shout out to my Cajuns, though.
Shout out to them Cajun bitches.
Yeah.
Shout them up.
And them Creole bitches. We got any other topics?
Yeah, honestly, your boy was slacking this week. Did not do my due diligence on research.
I was hoping y'all fellas came correct with some topics as well.
Jay, what you got?
Man, well, I came here to ask for advice today. Because if you guys didn't know out there, Brian is... shout out, Doug.
Shout out to that nastiness.
Brian is...
Compromiso.
Brian is low-key a ladies' man, so I came here to ask for some advice. This is my first experience with Tinder, actually. Me and some people told me to use it. I'm kind of late to the wave, but I was just like, why not? Why not just try it just to be like...
Yeah, I mean, it's 2018.
You know? Me and this young lady matched. Okay. Rather striking young woman.
Oh.
Texting back and forth, got all that small talk out of the way. Oh my God, where are you from?
Little vibes back and forth.
All that weird shit. Made plans to hang out.
Okay.
She flaked on me the first time. Yeah. All right, that's no problem. You flake on me, no problem.
Yeah, no big deal.
Made plans to hang out again. She flaked on me the second time. I was like, yeah, no problem. And then I just stopped texting her. Yo. And she hit me back like four times in a row. The next days after, it was like, oh, good morning, we're going to hang out. I just stopped. I just ghosted on her.
Yeah.
She on that cap shit, no calling.
So I feel, how do you deal with girls that flake on you? Have you ever had a girl flake on you before?
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly,
am I right to ghost her? Or am I just being like, in my feelings? No, like, are you being salty?
At that point, you're not wrong. Like, fuck you.
It's like two times too many, or it's like two times like not enough. Should I give her like another, like, how do you feel about that,
bro? I mean, maybe a third time, depending on like your level of interest within this girl. But I feel like two times is more than enough. Like, they say people only make time for the things that they want.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
So she, like, if she capping, then fuck you.
That's yeah. What I mean. Because, I mean, this is another thing. I feel like a dickhead when I said it. I was like, she's not like cold enough. She's not bad enough to like stand me up twice. Like,
yeah.
Like.
Who she
thinks
she is?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be a dickhead, but I'm like, she's not even cold enough. Yeah. Excuse me, she's not even cold enough. But I mean, her body's kind of crazy. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nah, so how did you deal with it when a woman ghosted you or stood you up?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So basically, like,
I'm a Doug right now.
I would go through and, you know, try to make plans again one more time. And if the plans did not come to fruition, then basically. I hate to say it, but like,
fuck you.
Yeah, you're dead to me. I'm not hitting you up or nothing. And like, I might not even respond back to that message. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I was for a minute.
You up?
She was blowing my shit up too, and I was just like, go on it.
Yeah, because like, fuck that noise. Like, you know, time is money, and like I said, people only spend time with the people that they want. And like,
big ass facts.
If you're going through and blowing me off all the time, you obviously don't care about me or my
fuck
time.
Yeah. So, 100%.
Yeah, but that's honestly, that's a very interesting question, and that's kind of goes back to for all the listeners that this is their first episode. Check out our first episode. It's all about relationships and dating in the 21st century. It's lit
and it's weird as fuck. Now,
shout out Horace Grant too. He listens to the podcast.
Horace Grant. Shout out to him.
He won a championship with Michael Jordan.
He did. He played on the Orlando Magic as well too.
Yes, he did. Shout out Horace Grant and those goggles.
Yeah. He's a G. But yeah, it's definitely dating in the 21st century is very interesting, especially with all these apps and, you know, all this technology. And I feel like, especially for Tinder, that like Tinder is kind of used for like one purpose and one purpose only. Like, I feel like they should remix that that one song when it's, you know, we're going to dance to one song and one song only. It's, if you're using Tinder, we're on here for one thing and one thing only.
The fuck you.
That's why I've never used Tinder before, because I always thought it was like easier to meet people out in person, just like randomly. Like, if I see a girl out and I'm just like talk to her, just like say something to her. And you know what else I want to bring up? I see a lot of girls say they hate when guys try and talk to them at the gas station. I don't know why girls be capping like that. They fuck with niggas at the gas station all the time. You know how many girls I pulled while I was at the gas station and they were trying to act stuck up and it worked out? That's just something I had to say. Yeah. But
I saw this guy. Yeah. It was like an older. She was a very good looking older middle aged woman. And there was this younger guy, probably like similar to our age, and she was like getting out of her car about to pump her gas. And he walked up on her and he was like, hey, Miss Lady, can I pump your gas for you? Mm-hmm. And my man was going through and trying to talk real slick to her and whatnot. And I was like,
I was trying to be a gentleman. No, my mom.
Not all he wants to pump.
I know. And that's what I was thinking when he said it.
No, dog was like, just being a gentleman.
No. He should have been like, yeah, can I pump that gas so I can get some ass? Like, that honestly was.
Was she receptive of it, or how was it working out?
She wasn't that receptive to it.
Growing up, my mama told me, man, you better pump lady gas, man.
You
like,
got that? Oh,
like, no, like, dogs being a gentleman, man.
That's because booty.
That's because your mom is a nice woman. She grew up around gentlemen. Girls don't want that anymore. This is, you can't say, do you want me to pump your gas for you? You have to walk up and be like, do you want me to pay for your gas for you? And she would have been very receptive of that, because that's what girls fuck with now.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. I saw this video. It was by this dude on IG and YouTube. His name is like Corporate, and he does like all these like
Oh God! Please remember that. And don't forget it. But I have to bring this up to you because I don't know anybody else who watches his videos. Dog, he's not that famous.
No,
but he's kind of famous.
Yeah, he's famous in Chicago.
How does he get the most unrealistically beautiful women in every single one of his videos?
Every single girl in his video
is fine, dog.
Thick with two C's, bro.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Honestly, like his stories are pretty funny, but they're just like regular stories. But there was one in particular where he was hollering at a girl at a gas station, and she was cold. She was like, hey, Miss Lady, you know, you looking like you done had you a long day. You know, can I buy you a meal? And she was like, yeah, all right, like, that sounds good. And he was like, all right, cool, but this is my homeboy car, so can you drive?
Yeah.
He was like, and actually, can you actually go through and run me by my baby mama crib? Like, basically, me and her was beefing a minute ago, but we good now, and I'm actually about to get the bread from her. and just a bunch of other shit. And I was just like, damn.
Girls love niggas like that.
They do.
Yeah, shout out to Corporate Business, dog. If you fucking with the podcast, shout us out.
Yeah.
He's dope. Tell us how you get all those girls. But they are all from Chicago. Yeah. So if he's that nigga in Chicago, it makes sense.
He's that nigga in Chicago.
It definitely makes sense.
Shout out to the Shy.
Because I could see all of them if they were just like dancers Midwest in the city or whatever. Shit.
Plus, like, he's a dreadhead. And I think that also holds some of the power as well, too. You know what I'm saying?
Power's in his hair, nigga.
His power's
like,
in here.
Like Pusha T said.
Yeah.
On God.
All on time. God. Yeah, we gotta get cool with the dancers in the city.
Yeah.
Shout out to dancers in every city.
And shout out to the city one time, Detroit, citystatedetroit.net, by the way. Shout me.
Out of every single city you've traveled to, which one has the most beautiful women that you think?
I ain't been in a place, I ain't gonna lie, but I was just in Cincy, bro.
It was
that. I ain't gonna lie, dog. They stacked out there. But at the same time, being that, like, and I was downtown Cincy too, it's so close to Kentucky. I feel like a lot of Kentucky folk was out that way. Because I don't know, like
Kentucky folk, how could you tell?
They were country shit or something?
No, it was just like
did they walk in with their cousin?
No, I just it's the stigma of just like southern women, you know, just like they just like just real just like thick. Like, you know,
you said
like
it must be Jim because jelly don't shake like that, huh?
Like just like thick. Like when I was out downtown Cincy, bro, like they was out there so
You should have went on campus. They got cold ones on campus.
Bro, I was at this one joint downtown. Gomez. Oh, shout out to Gomez, by the way. Downtown
shout
Cincy.
Out Gomez.
That shit lit as fuck. Nah, I was with my partner.
We need our sponsorship.
I'm talking like I'm from the A. I'm down here with my partner, my nigga. Shout out to my nigga Ricky Burt one time.
Shout out Ricky.
But no, I was with my dog. And we was at Gomez getting us a little situation before we you know, went to the little turnout spot, and all there was this little joint in front of me.
Situation.
Oh my God, bro! This shorty,
the look on your face is mad crazy. I could tell it was on point.
She was healthy, bro. She was healthy.
Word, relax.
You are going crazy over here.
we was like rapping, like chopping it up for a little bit, and then she asked me what I got. I don't remember what I got because I've been drinking, so I don't remember.
What kind of food place was this? What kind of food could you get at Gomez?
It was like it's like this taco joint.
Sounds
but like the shit is lit. It's like. She like after you know we used to, again like I was saying like we was like chopping it up she, you know she was like asking like what I got when I told her then like she went and ordered it and she and I was like Ricky was telling me this and like I don't know I swear I'd be oblivious to some shit sometimes but like bro she had, like she had got in front of me she had bent over so far when she went to order her shit bro like
this is a crazy story Doug
it is
what about you Brian what state do you think or city has the most beautiful women.
Shout out to Cincy one time, though. Real
you know,
shit.
You know, honestly, kind of like Doug, I feel like I have not gone to as many places I would have liked to in order to make a fair assessment of that. Although I've never been to Miami, I imagine that there'd be a high concentration in Miami.
Texas has beautiful women.
Do they?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
I mean, Atlanta, too. I was going to school down there for a little while. Some cold ones.
You know, I've not been... I haven't done enough traveling to really be able to have a real take on it. Like I've only been so many spots. And, like I'm mainly bringing up the Cincy experience because like that just happened a couple weeks ago. But shout out to the that woman that I
drugs blackout.
No, I'm cool, bro. Like an AC. But no, shout out to the shout out to that young woman I met at.
You guys follow UFC?
I do.
You see the Conor McGregor Khabib fight?
I don't.
So I watched highlights of it, and I saw that Conor McGregor got that work.
Oh, he did.
And then my man's jumped out the ring and was going crazy. I saw the memes of Drake looking real scared.
You know that meme was from Coachella when Drake was walking through the crowd.
Oh,
but
it?
I do love that meme just because it's like a hilarious picture to me.
That
of Drake.
Is funny.
That's just like a hilarious reaction. I love when they use that for anything.
Yeah,
but that was like from Coachella a while ago. But when he jumped in the crowd, that was lit. That's one of the craziest sporting events I think I've seen live besides like the Miami FIU fight.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that Conor McGregor Khabib fight was crazy. My favorite part was when you seen the clip of him, like, and they showed Khabib talking to him. He was like, "Now let's talk. Yeah. We talk now," and just was like firing on him.
Yeah. Did you see that interview of, I think it was the fight that happened before that?
Derrick Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My man's just going crazy. Yeah, my ball's hot.
Yeah, Derrick Lewis always gives wild interviews. Yeah. He's a dope heavyweight.
Yeah,
he's got a title shot after that. He's about to fight Devin Cormier.
Yeah, I guess there's like some beef between the two of them, and it all stems from a Popeye's chicken that Daniel Cormier did, and he was basically like, "Nah, I didn't like the way that you was disrespecting Popeye, so, you know, I don't fuck with you."
I don't fuck with Popeye's.
What?
I don't.
I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I don't fuck with Popeyes either, but I just don't fuck with fast food chicken.
Yeah, but fuck all that goofy shit.
I actually just had Popeyes today for the first time in a long time, and it was delicious.
Yo, Popeyes slaps. That's spicy.
If you're interested, until the end of the day, you can order 100 nuggets from Burger King for $10.
I'm hungry.
Via Postmates. It ends up being like $7 extra with, so $17 with Postmates charge. But
Damn.
Do you think all of us could finish 100 nuggets right now?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
My roommate bought some last night and took them to the bar.
Damn.
My friend, a while ago, tried to finish a 50-piece between the two of us.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting. What was that, McDonald's? I don't know how Burger King's nuggets are.
I haven't had Burger King nuggets in a while, but this is to like show they're back in the nuggets game because you get 10 for a dollar right now.
Yeah.
You know what's good nuggets? Wendy's has good nuggets.
They do.
I wish they would bring back the spicy ones.
The spicy ones were
only if they're fresh.
Yeah.
Like if they've been sitting for a while, they're just
that little chewy cardboard. Not so good.
Do you have a favorite nugget? Fast food nugget?
McDonald's. Although I wish they would bring back the dark meat nuggets. They're all white meat now.
I never had a dark meat nugget.
Yeah. How old are you?
25.
Yeah. You might have when you were little.
I wasn't a nugget fan. I was always going like meals and another sandwich. Like I've always been a burly kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need the Big Mac. And the chicken sandwich.
Yo, so the Big Mac, that used to be my favorite sandwich at McDonald's, but it's actually like every time I've had one as an adult, it's been mad sloppy and just like turned me completely off of it. Now, like the thing I used to get from McDonald's used to be the fucking orange high C, and they don't even got that no more. So it's occasionally you go there for just a fry. Occasionally.
You know what? I didn't know you could get the Big Mac sauce on everything.
On everything. Yo.
The Mac sauce.
Do you fuck with the all day breakfast?
Yes.
It tastes different later on in the day.
Does it?
Is it actually different though, or is it just your expectations?
It's definitely my mindset from just being like, this is lunchtime and I'm eating a biscuit.
Yeah.
But
I can't do the biscuits.
Yo, that
just crumble.
That McGriddle is on point.
I love that biscuit.
Man, I can't do McDonald's, period, bro.
You know who has the best fast food breakfast?
Who?
The one, well, we don't even have a Chick-fil-A here, but Chick-fil-A's breakfast is
Chick-fil-A. Impeccable. Chick-fil-A goes crazy.
They have one at Eastern, but the one at Eastern doesn't do breakfast.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't think I've ever been to Chick-fil-A.
I'll punch you in the face.
Yo, they got one in Kalamazoo. This is the closest one.
There's one at Eastern's campus. I go there.
There's one in Somerset.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's a Chick-fil-A in Somerset?
What? Yeah.
Somerset is,
Food court's on the north side, though. The north side.
I've never been to Somerset.
Once you cross the skywalk to the south side, then it's like
Yeah.
You don't want to be there.
Hardee's has
I don't want to be there.
Hardee's has a good breakfast, too.
Yo, Hardee's. Shouts out to them. Isn't it like Hardee's and what's that other one they're part of?
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I've never been to a Carl's Jr., though. Every time I've seen one, it's always said Hardee's. I think Carl's Jr. is some West Coast.
Yeah, I think it's out west. Yeah.
It's like Rally's. And Checkers.
Rallies and Checkers type shit.
Like same shit.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I just shitted on Somerset and I don't want to. I fuck with Somerset. Our mall is actually the worst. Briarwood is the worst. Ass. Briarwood is one story. Have you ever been to a mall that's one story?
Never.
And doesn't have a food court?
Never.
I grew up north, so yes.
No. I apologize.
It had a food court.
Yeah. Briarwood doesn't have a food court. It's just like randomly food dispersed throughout.
So, hot take, I feel that Briarwood is a mall that is not meant for men.
Briarwood's a strip mall.
I say that because most of the stores that are in there, like they have like PacSun, but that's for both male and female. They've got
Forever 21 men's.
I've got a shirt from there before, you know what I'm saying? But it's a standalone store.
Oh, it's just separate. It's in the same store. It's Forever 21, like the men's section.
But, beyond that, there's not really, like, I remember when Briar used to have Man Alive. That used to be my fucking store.
Man Alive wouldn't even work in this time period. Man Alive was so like 2008, 2009.
I think it could.
No, Man Alive. Like, would you wear a fucking like? Would you wear like a fucking Ed Hardy shirt and a belt buckle right now?
Would you wear some Coogi right now?
Would you wear like a wallet chain?
Yo, if it was the Coogi sweater, I think I would.
All right, but a sweater is straight. But Man Alive, like the style of Man Alive, isn't even like popping right now.
So they got
the Villas is like. It's like the more recent version of Man Alive.
Or y'all ever been to a Jimmy Jazz? That's Man Alive. It's Man Alive 2.0.
Basically. No, there's some store in there that's shitty.
Like that though. I can only fuck with the sneakers, but like, I can't do the apparel.
Bro, the t-shirts.
No, there was some shit in there that was like pandering to black people so hard that shit was almost racist.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, nigga, like you got a bucket of chicken in the pit bull like in the glass window in here, like begging me to walk inside. Of course, I walked in. But I didn't get anything. But they had like Jabos and shit in there. Yeah, and I was like, I don't wear Jabos.
Yo, it's like a Mr. Tall Allen's. Tees and shit. When was the last time you went to a Mr. Allen's?
I'm gonna keep it a beam. I'm gonna keep it a beam with you.
All right,
the Mr. Allen's Elite. Go there if you're trying to find a low key spot for J's. If you're a big nigga and need size 13, Mr. Allen's has all the low key spot for the J's because people don't go there for shoe releases.
Yo, Mr. Allen's, you heard it live.
But hey. No, I wrote shit on. This is a nice little segue into the topic I had.
Hold on, before you segue. There's this girl that works at Mr. Allen's that's so cold. If you're listening to this, I came in there and I bought a shirt.
You want to watch now?
And then I returned it. You so fine.
You want to watch now?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been to that one.
I've been to the one in the city, though.
I'm about to pull up. I know.
It's in Elite, too, so it's nice.
No, the one in the city, I used to stay going to.
What were you about to segue to?
But no, just like a little topic I had, just in terms of just, I feel like in this day and age, just... like what in terms of like fashion and clothing and just like what people say star. I feel like once upon a time it was you would look at certain shit and we'd be like, man, oh that's like some white boy shit. And you would look at some like other shit and like, man, like that's like some nigga shit. But now I feel like we've all like come as one. And like I feel like I see like everybody kind of like on the same shit now.
Yeah, definitely. I feel what you're saying, but I feel like people are always just gonna like shit on like the way people dress just because why not? But I know what you mean. Just like people used to be like, it was like some like skater shit, and then everybody kind of started wearing skater shit, and then just kind of like blended fashion together. But it was all like polos, and then everybody started wearing polos. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You're saying that with the polo hoodie on right now.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I meant more like the collared shirts, but I stay in the equestrian section. Shout out to equestrian. Shout out polo.
Yeah.
I swear these
I'm
days.
I'm D1 on my polo team.
No, like these days, I see more black people in like the skater shit, and like I see like so many white girls in like ones these days, like it's ridiculous.
Hey, so honestly,
like, well, one is just like might be like the most famous silhouette of shoe, period.
But not I swear, if like for the most part, like I only would see like us in that shit, just like wearing like ones or whatnot. But now, like, I feel like everybody is just like everybody fucking with it now.
Yeah, I feel what you mean.
You know, so I follow the guy himself, Lord Disick. That's one of my men. He's a fashion icon.
Scott D?
Yeah.
Scotty D?
And
me and him are cool. That's why I call him Scotty D.
Yo, I get it, man. He's a fan of the podcast as well. He is real big onto wearing Air Force Ones. I watched this episode of, I think it was on like Complex, where they go like sneaker shopping with some people. And all he bought was like Air Force Ones and like some other shit. He was like, yeah, I talked to Kanye and he kind of tells me what I should be wearing.
But I mean, you know, Scott Disick doesn't even wear ones like that. He's wearing like dress boots and like Christian Louboutin boots and like all the shit like that. Yeah. But I mean, like that's what I would wear too if I had bread too.
Yeah.
You never see me in no. I mean, I wear some J's occasionally, like some crazy J's from '95. Yeah. But I mean, I'm gonna pull up in them Christian Louboutin men's red bottom Trapmans.
Yeah. So like
macchiato color.
So like Balenciagas, I saw a couple pairs of those. And they're
Balenciagas are dead.
Man, yeah, I'm not
a designer sneaker nigga. Yeah. I'm like when it comes to like sneakers, I like sneakers. You know, like some hard with some one. I didn't even get my first pair of ones until last year.
Yeah,
but like that's like ones. That's my sneaker right now. Vans, definitely SBs. Like I like sneakers, but like designer sneakers. Like they don't really do it for me. Like just only thing about designer sneakers is just like you see them bitches and like. You already know,
Like somebody dropped bread on
them. Yeah, yeah. That's what y'all it is.
Well, yeah, Balenciagas are dead. Like Balenciaga arenas. If I mean, if it was 2013, maybe. Yeah.
But no, I ain't gonna lie. Like boots. No, like I ain't gonna lie. Like I wouldn't mind having me some like you know some like. Like how like Gucci be doing that shit now? Like
yeah, I like the Gucci. I forget which one it is, but it's a very very clean design.
The Gucci boots with the buckle on them. And nah, it has a little bumblebee on the back. Those are hard.
It's I forget what the name of it is, but they're kind of clean. And there's this one designer sneaker. It's a chunky model, which is like all the big crave. But
you about to get some chunky shoes, man.
Them shits look like Skechers. Them shits look like Skechers.
Hey, no, I ain't gonna lie though, bro. Like the, I think that they're Adidas. I think it's like Adidas or Reeboks. I don't remember exactly which brand, but like the model of the shoe is called the Spectra. They wouldn't like them Chunky Johns. Like how like
their heart.
Like, bro, them bitches cold as fuck, and I would cop. I ain't gonna lie, like I wasn't fucking with the chunky shoe wave at first, but like it's growing on me a little bit.
I'm not fucking with the chunky shoe. I like shoes though. I got the Air Maxes on right now, but
I got the Timbos on right now because it's getting cold.
I got the Huaraches. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I used to fuck with shoes way heavier, but now just I don't know.
Yeah,
not in the way.
I used to back when I was in high school. It used to be the thing to like buy sneakers and flip them and shit like that. But then the market just kind of got saturated for it, and I lost my interest in it. So now like I just buy shit that is just kick around shoes for me. You know,
yeah, I'm a West Side nigga, so I gotta stay fresh. So like, yeah.
Shout out to West Side. Shout out to East Side too.
Yeah, shout out to
the North Side and the South Side.
Southwest, North End, Midtown, Downtown, all that.
Around town, downtown.
State Detroit.
And since this podcast has went on, I want you guys to know that I've since then rescinded my Tinder experience. I'm texting that young lady right now.
Are you?
I am a weak man.
Mid-podcast.
Hey, she was kind of cold, though.
It's not weak if it's going to work out for you, though.
I'm going to say like her face is like a 7, 7.5, yeah. But her body like a 10.5. Like, she cold. Damn,
that's off the scale.
That's what I'm saying. Like, her body kind of cold. Yeah. So it's like, for sure. Like,
got the body of a goddess.
Shout out T-Pain. Yeah, I don't know. If she flakes on me this time, I'm not fucking with it.
No. Yeah, if she flakes on you again, then...
Fuck you.
Yeah.
What then, Doug said.
It ain't a neck of that bitch. Out.
Shout out her.
Yeah, that's how I play it. Because, you know, why bother with it at that point, you know? You've been exerting too much energy time into this. And you
ain't gonna lie, man.
Y'all want to bring up any wild shit? Is anything that's been on y'all mind? Y'all want to talk about some crazy shit?
I brought some wild shit, but I don't want to talk about it. I need to get my life together real quick.
What about you, Brian? Anything you want to talk about that's just impressing on you? That you didn't expect to talk about on the podcast, but you don't give a fuck no more?
Talk about it.
I'm trying to think. No, not that I can think of right now. I've been pretty zen-like.
I haven't, but I need to get my life together real shit. Like,
for the listeners that don't know this, I recently got a new job. I'm not gonna talk shit about my old one, but just know a nigga's out of there hitting that Diddy dance. Outside of that, I'm living my life like it's golden. No, Joe
when,
Scott.
Y'all remember when Diddy fell on that trap door?
No,
when he ran out with Zanson on stage and was like, "Yeah, take that," and then fell on the trap door.
No, that's hilarious. I think
y'all see Kehlani having a baby.
Yeah,
people are going crazy because they're like, the person she's having the baby with is bisexual.
Yeah. But, like, she is bisexual herself, though.
Yeah.
So, like, that's just pretty normal.
Yeah. It's 2018, bro.
And then people were acting like she, like, didn't fuck with dudes because she was bisexual. She dated a hella dude. Yeah. I don't know.
Kyrie in a party next door. She was in the hospital over that shit.
You know Kehlani gives that disgusting neck.
Yeah. She looks like it.
Yeah. Kehlani will try and eat your ass. Yeah.
She got them vocal cords, too, for it. You know what I'm saying? Good larynx. Is that a thing?
A larynx?
Yeah, good larynx.
I thought it was a larynx.
That's like a part of your throat. So
like
yeah.
That
yeah.
Good trachea.
Yeah.
Get that throat.
Yeah.
Throat.
Yo. So honestly, that kind of reminds me of back in the day. You used to have this one friend that would always go through and yell at ignorant shit while we're in the car, and he used to see like a guy with this girl and be like, "Hey yo, dog. Hey yo." And let me borrow your girl throat. And I don't know why, but that shit used to be so fucking funny.
Bro, that shit is so fucked up. I remember
you can't borrow no one's throat.
Bro, I remember I was walking with this girl one time and I wanted to fight so bad. Like, I was walking with this girl. She was cold. Her ass was Yeah. So you know who she is, so I'll tell you after the podcast.
For sure, for sure.
You know what's funny?
I know.
Don't say it. You know what's crazy? I always hate when people say that on podcasts. Like, I'll tell you off air. But, like, now I actually have to tell you off air.
Yeah. Of course.
But,
dog,
if she hears this, she'll know. But anyway, I was walking with this girl one time, and this group of niggas rode past and was like, damn, bitch, your ass fat. And I take you from that nigga. And just kept driving. And it's like almost like you got emasculated in front of your girl.
It totally is emasculated.
And it was like a bitch ass nigga too. Like, dog, I wanted to fight so bad. And she was just like, come on, like, she was like, that happens to me all the time. Like, you can't. And I was just like, what do you mean?
That's just not happening when you with me though, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I was so mad. But it's like, realistically, what could I have done in that situation? Like, nothing. The car just drove past and just kept driving. I was supposed to chase the car. Like,
unless you're wild or an incredibly fast runner, like, what are you gonna do? Catch him at a stoplight?
I would have parked that nigga if he would have got out though. See, and those niggas aren't even thinking about it no more. Yeah. And that shit still bothers me, like, till this day.
Yo, so I'm not even gonna lie. This was maybe like two years ago. This is like 2 years ago. A very similar situation happened where I was with my, at the time, girl, and some dudes had walked by and they had drove by and said some real crazy shit. And I was basically, I was plastered, of course. And I was like, nah, I'm not here for it. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Yeah, nigga, fuck that shit.
And I got active with them.
Catch this fame.
Yeah, it was like me versus like four people. We were just going at it.
Y'all were fighting?
Yeah.
Brian, was it that
night? It was that night.
Y'all were fighting?
Yeah, we were fighting. That shit was wild, man.
What happened? You just ran the fade with him?
Yeah, basically. So, like, you know, I'm not like a mad skinny guy or anything like that. And
you got the weight on you, I feel
you. And so, like, there was two, like, skinnier dudes, and I was able to, like, handle them pretty. It was like light work, you know what I'm saying? And then there was one dude that was just kind of like chilling, and then there was one heavier dude. And so I was going after like the—
You were Dolo?
Yeah, it was just me. And I was going after like the medium weight guy, and the dude, the heavier dude, he just like cold clocked me, and like he I'm not even gonna lie, my man has got me. He snuck me one, and I like fell on the ground or whatnot. And
where was this?
It was downtown Ann Arbor. Yeah, it was by Rick's, and someone called the cops, and then the people hopped back in their car and drove off. And like, I ended up having to like call the police or file like a police report and shit. And I don't want to do it, but like, my girl was there.
Yeah, bro, that's amazing. Yeah, it was that wild. Like, bro, that, yeah, so like, wild. So like, he just like said something and you swung on him, or you said something too, then swung?
No, I said something back to them. I was basically like, nah, fuck what y'all talking about. Damn. I ain't here for it.
So how did it bode with the woman? Like, was she like, oh my God, like, you defended like, my honor.
So basically like,
put that pussy on your face? Or like, was she like, oh my gosh, that nigga slept you, I don't fuck with you?
No, because it was 4-on-1. So like, if it was just 1-on-1 type deal.
Then, that's what I'm saying. You boxed. That's what's up, right?
Let me
get the other hand. I
don't fuck with that. But I thought about it the next morning. I woke up and like my knuckles were all fucked up and shit like that. And and I was basically like, you know what? I probably shouldn't do that, because if they decided, like, if they would have had a knife or a gun and been like, you know what, fuck this nigga, then that would have been them for me.
Well, was she all that matters? Was she like, oh my, like, I love you? Was she like fucking with it, or was she not fucking with it?
Yeah, I mean, like, she was happy about it, but like, in the middle of the fight, she got like pushed down, and so like they ended up calling an ambulance to make sure she was good and make sure I was good and stuff like that.
Wow. At the end of the day,
it was a lot.
My bad.
That's fucked up. What did they say to her initially?
Dog, I don't even remember. I think it was like basically like some, you know, take your girl's throat type shit or whatever, and you know, when
niggas are so disrespectful.
Yeah, and when you're drunk and like, and your level of fuck it is just gone, like, you hear that and you're just like,
and you're with your girl too. Like, if I'm Dolo and I get into an argument with them, it's a way for me to like, easier for me to defuse the situation. But like, if I'm with my girl, like, I can't let you slide. Like, I'm way more static if I'm with my girl.
Because, like you said, it's kind of like an emasculating thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, this is me.
And if I get back to the crib and like, she's going to be looking at me crazy. Like, it's like, oh, you let that, like, I mean.
Also, you pussy now.
No, at the end of the day, you can't fold, like, especially in a situation like that when you outnumber, like, yeah, more than likely, like, you going to end up getting swung on, but you can't be, like, acting like, oh, shit, I'm not about to do nothing. Like, you know, shit, just don't fold. Like, just because, like, my motherfucker's talking crazy shit, master energy, like, yeah, you might get knocked out, you might get punched or whatever, but, like, shit, as long as you try to do something, like, shit, at least you're not going out like on a pussy, like, shit. That's just my little two-step.
Yeah, bro.
And you know what? Crazy. At the end, Craig, you live to fight another day.
Real shit, though.
You live to fight another day.
Yeah, but
yeah, bro, niggas be wild disrespectful when you out with your girl. That's why I'm every time I go out with a girl, I'm always like so like on edge, like because it's just like you're just looking around, looking niggas gonna look, niggas gonna say something, or just like
you're always on tip, ready for it.
Yeah, on tip, or staticky,
like,
staticky.
Like you ever go out to like a bar, or, like a club with your girl, and like niggas are on tip there, and it's the worst. It's the worst, especially like
my God.
Like I went out to a couple places in Detroit, and like
tip,
yeah, it's tip. Everyone walking in, you know. Just real crazy, and it's just like, man, I don't want no smoke tonight. I'm just out here trying to do the family thing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why motherfuckers go crazy. I hate the motherfuckers who go out just to be on tip. Like, you ain't come out to try to like mingle with some females. Just like, you know, have some drinks, just to vibe. Like there's motherfuckers that come out,
they go out, came out to get sweaty, tip, nigga.
Like, yeah.
I mean, like, and I ain't even
should join like a boxing gym or something.
Yeah. I ain't even similar time like dog like I beat everybody ass like I ain't like that like that's not me but at the same time me personally I'm not the type of person that like you like I'm just gonna let you just like talk to me crazy and I'm gonna take that shit like I don't give a fuck you swing on me punch me in my face or whatever like you talking to me crazy I'm gonna match your energy like that's just me
no doubt I never ducked a fade in my life check my resume go to Tallahassee
I'll get punched in my face bro I don't give a fuck but I ain't gonna let nobody talk to me crazy bro I don't give a fuck
yeah never like, ducked a fade knock your koofy off nigga
yeah
on a lighter subject speaking of Detroit my coworker different coworker
okay
the last one I told you about she told me about sex parties swinger parties orgy parties that happened in Detroit
That's interesting.
I have to follow up with her about that and this is also something. She went to Burning Man one year.
Yeah.
And she told me she got, like, there's these things that people do. She got them, like, right here on the front of her shoulders. I don't know if the people at home can see me. People always say at home. Nigga, I don't be watching shit at home. Niggas might be in a Walmart parking lot watching this shit.
They might.
On YouTube.
Yo, shouts out to y'all in the Walmart, Target parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Some people probably rolling up to this, probably facing the L. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the nigga behind the UPS store getting neck from a prostitute he just picked up in Arkansas.
Shout out to him.
So she.
I hope you wouldn't be watching this right now, though.
He plays in the background. He likes the background noise.
Okay.
He's a truck driver, so he just like likes conversation.
It creates a nice ambiance. Our voices, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's because we them type of niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman.
Yeah.
This lovely young lady. She was at Burning Man, and she got these, they're called like something scars or like forced tattoos. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a dude like carved, he took a sharp knife and just like carved stars into like the front of her shoulders. And so it turns and it heals like a scar in the shape of a star. And he just like car. And I was like that. And I was like, that's nuts. It's wild.
That's like branding. Real
and talk. I was like asking her like how it felt. And this was like the most interesting part about it to me. Cause it was a weird response. I was like, how did it feel to you? Like that was like, did it hurt? Or was like, did you enjoy it? Like, do you like pain on some like sex shit? She was like, it felt challenging. I was like, that's mad interesting.
That shit big crazy.
But, yeah, that shit was.
That's actually like a very intriguing answer that she would say that it's challenging.
It was a very interesting answer, and I don't know. I'm interested with people that live on like the fringes of society type shit.
Yeah.
And as I like began, so like me being the weird nigga that I am, I was like, I have to dive into more conversations with this person.
Yeah.
So like we started chopping it up more. She's already told me about orgies and fucking like shit like that. So I'm like diving more into her, and she told me she used to be like a rope model. Back in her younger days.
What is that?
I was like, what you mean? Like, I was like, niggas used to like tie you up and shit. And she was like, yeah, I was dating this guy.
She freaky.
He used to tie me up and like hang me from the ceiling and stuff. We used to go do like art displays.
Oh, she freaky.
We used to go do like art displays and art demonstrations. He used to like tie me up and I would like be there just like hoisted. Like,
that's kind
of
cool though.
And she was like, I was into like the athletic aspect of it. Like that. And I was like, bitch, you're weird. All your answers for this shit are weird.
Nah, she freaky.
Yeah, she is.
Huh. She was mad
aggressive too.
That's okay.
Yeah, that makes sense that she would
me,
be.
She told me I was handsome.
I co-signed shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. I'm down for all that freaky weird shit. Don't do nothing to me. Like, don't tie me up or cut me with nothing or brand me with nothing. But I'll do all that shit to you if you want me to.
Yeah. You know, I guess like, yeah, I like to think I'm a pretty nice guy. And so, like, sometimes when it comes to that, like you ever feel bad afterward? Like, man, they feel a little guilty behind doing this.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they like that, if that's what they get off on, I'm with it. I feel bad after I smacked a girl one time on some sex. She was like, smack me. I was like, man, I smacked her. Kind of, I'm kind of heavy. That's why I don't sleep with white bitches. You can't be smacking white bitches. You can't. You're somebody who bursts into me. Somebody will burst in immediately. You smack a white bitch, nigga.
Yo, so there's, I think it's Ari Spears. He's got this very funny comedy skit where he says.
The one about fucking Justin Bieber?
No.
That was kind of weird.
That is weird. But it's basically like, he was talking about, yeah, he was started off with a bit and he was like, yeah, do y'all remember this girl from Aruba who went missing a few years ago? And the whole crowd is like, oh, yeah, it's like Natalie Holloway. And, he was like, yeah, of course. He was like, yeah, but do you remember that the African-American woman who went missing like a week ago? And the whole crowd was silent. And he was like, yeah, for white women, they will continue to look for you based upon the fact that you're a white woman, but also based upon your appearance. So if you're a very beautiful blonde white woman, they will look for you for years. Like that JonBenet Ramsey girl, whatever, always, every couple years, they're like, yeah, we're trying to find her. But you know, watch it be some neighborhood girl from around the corner, African American girl. They forgot about her in like a week. You know what I'm saying? It's just fucked.
And fuck the boy. Shout out to my queens, man.
Shout out Ari Spears, even though he does some weird comedy sometimes.
Yeah.
Speaking of comedians, Bill Burr was in town last night. I think he was here for the Michigan game because he comes out of Michigan games.
Yeah.
Shout out Bill Burr. He has a crazy bit about getting into a fight with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But just like taking it super serious. Like he pissed her off really bad. He just did it like a boxer. He was like pulling her head down and talking shit.
Yeah.
He was like doing dirty blows, hitting her in the kidney and shit. It was really funny. Shout out Bill Burr.
Yo, Bill Burr is
his wife is black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's on his Robert De Niro. That's cool. We love to see interracial.
Shout out to black women, bro.
Bring up a random topic that's been in the back of your head, Brian.
Shout out to black women.
Bring up a random topic that's been in the back of your head, Brian.
Yo, so if y'all don't know it, I keep my hair swimming. As you can see, he's got the do-rag on myself and been waving myself. And honestly, I was watching a bunch of wave videos on YouTube earlier. And honestly, I can't wait to get my next haircut so I can keep it even more forward.
Man, y'all boys, man, y'all don't want me to jump back into the wave game because I'll draw motherfuckers.
My hair used to be really long. I cut it when I was like 17, but yeah. I was growing it from like the fifth grade up until I was like 17, and then cut it off. Yeah. I was just tired of it. My hair was long as fuck.
I'm never cut my hair again. Yeah. I'm going. Like I would get like I've been growing my hair since I've been growing my hair for 4 years, but like I would be getting I would get like trends when I used to like the flat top, but then I just said fuck it and I just like let my shit go. I haven't gotten a haircut in a good 2 years now, and I don't plan on it.
I'll be on my little baby, my gunna. You can motherfucking drown off this wave,
bro. Keep it a bean with me right now, dog. Tell me, little baby doesn't look handicapped a little bit? A
little bit.
Do you have internet access on your computer?
Dog name just
back here in 1987? No.
In 1987, I just want you don't have to show it to us or anything. I just want your personal opinion. Can you type in rapper Lil Baby and tell me if he doesn't look like the first person to beat Down syndrome? And this is a topic I want to bring up with you, Brian. Can you tell me or just give me your experiences on customer service jobs or jobs in customer service?
Oh, yeah. So, my first job was my first legal job. I worked at a car wash under the table for a while. I worked at Wendy's, and I fucking sucked at it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was going through and dropping shit and like just fucking up. And it was extremely important to have great customer service because if you spill someone's drink on them, you got to be like, yo, my bad, dog. I say it with a smile and be extremely smooth. Other than that, with every job I've had thus far, definitely got to have that customer service. It's extremely important.
He is not an attractive man.
He looks slightly handicapped. I'm glad we circled back that and got someone's random opinion that doesn't seen him before. Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like there's like so many little babies out here.
Like, yeah, that's like Lil. If you just throw Lil in front of your name, you know what the girl version of Lil is?
What's that?
Doll.
Oh, yeah, for
Asian
sure.
Asian doll, yeah. Cuban doll, yeah. Something doll.
Cash doll.
Savage doll.
Hey, like, shout out to Cash doll, though.
Shout out all these dolls. I just named all of them are bad.
Joy Roll.
Like, sit on my face. But I just think that's like the girl version of Lil.
Yeah, it totally is. It totally is. But we are coming down with like the last few minutes of the episode.
Really? Damn, so, this shit be flying, bro.
Yeah, it is, man. Time flies when you're having fun. Or when you're listening to some great entertainment.
Or reading Audible books.
Exactly.
This is an Audible book.
People do that as well, too. But
they're not sponsoring us right now. You don't have to say that.
Oh, all right. Well, yo, we still fuck with them. We still fuck with them all day. The long way. But anyways, final thoughts, last minute comments, things like that. Y'all want to kick it off?
Stay Detroit.net. Shot with me. Shot with me. Shot with me.
Period.
I'm going to say every time.
Shop with Doug, say Detroit, and shout out Peter Warwick, Florida State legend.
As y'all know, typically I shout out Chipotle and Pellegrino here. I'm not going to do that today. I haven't had Chipotle in probably like 3 weeks. I haven't had Pellegrino in probably like 2 weeks. So I'm going to just say, you know what? Tomorrow is a great day if you choose to make it that way. Keep it a buck.
I love you guys.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna fuck my life up. I'm gonna get together eventually.
That's all you can do. Guys working on all of us. And on that note, this has been the sixth episode. Thank y'all for listening, and y'all be easy.